Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
The new Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands, Matthew Wale, has been welcomed in Canberra for his first overseas trip since being elected in May. Standing alongside Mr. Wale, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced the pair would progress on a new comprehensive treaty between the nations.
This treaty will allow Australia and the Solomon Islands to confront global and regional challenges as partners. This is a significant body of work, and we've asked our foreign ministers to lead and drive this forward.
While the pair have had a bilateral security arrangement since 2017, the arrangement was partially eclipsed by a security pact signed between China and the Solomon Islands in 2022. The election of Matthew Wale, who has been more openly critical of China than his predecessors, has been viewed as an opportunity for Australia to strengthen ties once again. Mr. Wale says he hopes this agreement will bring the two nations closer together.
We have sought a reset in this relationship. We acknowledge that there's been problems over the last few years, I'll be honest. And we thank the Honourable Prime Minister that we're able to elevate our relationship to a comprehensive strategic one where both sides will benefit by having trust in each other's decision-making, and that will be good also for the region.
While Mr. Wale has long been an advocate for diplomatically tying his country to Australia, it's the Pacific nation's relationship with China that has drawn attention. Ahead of his election, the Prime Minister had promised that if elected, he would release the details on the secretive pact with China. While the information is yet to be made public, Mr. Wale has assured reporters in Canberra that the deal was under review.
I've had to remove certain people from key positions. I haven't been afforded a copy even of that agreement until a day before I left, so I haven't had a good look at it. I've had a look at it, I'll be honest with you, but I haven't had a good look at it. I've been praying and fasting about it. But of course, you know, Cabinet will need to have a look at these things. There is a non-disclosure clause in it, so I couldn't show it to you right away. But we are going to be reviewing, as we are reviewing other security agreements that we have with many other countries.
In 2024, Australia and the Solomon Islands struck an agreement to invest $190 million expanding and training the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force. After years of stalling, Mr. Albanese says the pair have now agreed to move on to the next phase of the initiative. As well as support on policing and security, Australia will also provide assistance in a range of other areas.
We have also agreed on a package of support centred on recovery from Tropical Cyclone Mela and current energy issues, while looking ahead to the future of how we can support education and skills development. Free education has been identified as a priority of the Prime Minister, and Australia is more than willing to support this initiative and to provide whatever assistance we can to make sure that this vision of the Prime Minister becomes a realisation.
The Albanese government has signed a number of agreements with Pacific neighbours recently, including with Tuvalu, Nauru and Papua New Guinea. Work to finalise deals with Vanuatu and Fiji, however, remains underway. Anthony Albanese says his government is committed to Australia's role in the Pacific family.
Australia and the Solomon Islands have a proud history of standing together. And today we've had the opportunity to discuss with my senior ministers, the senior ministers from the Solomon Islands who are visiting as part of this delegation as well. Australia is committed to continuing to work to amplify Pacific voices and pursue shared solutions as a Pacific family.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.